Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, you'll hear songs of comfort and consolation. There are so many of these songs that I want to just let Misha Maisky finish Schubert's Litany, or Rest in Peace, and follow that with the original for voice and piano. I've posted translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. Enjoy. That was Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau with Gerald Moore in Schubert's Litany, or Rest in Peace. This edition of Singing and Other Sins is dedicated to all those wonderful people in our lives who've passed on. And this music is available for those who have mourned or are in mourning. Since so many of these great art songs were written in foreign languages, please refer to hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins for the translations. Next, we'll hear tenor Christoph Prégardien with Michael Gaze, piano, in Sänger's Trost, or the singer's comfort. In this case, the singer is really the poet, and Justinus Kerner's last strophe is flowers, grove, and meadow, star and moonlight, of whom I once sang, do not forget their singer. Christoph Prégardien with Michael Gaze, piano, in Sänger's Trost, or the singer's comfort. This is Singing and Other Sins, and Comfort in Loss. Let's hear this same simple but unknown Robert Schumann song again, but sung by a soprano. Notice the nice postlude for piano that Schumann wrote for Sänger's Trost, the singer's comfort. Christine Schaefer was the soprano and Graham Johnson the pianist in Robert Schumann's Sänger's Trost, the singer's comfort. Let's take a break from Art Song and hear Consolation in Fauré's Requiem. This is In Paradisum. The portion of Fauré's Requiem called In Paradisum was sung by the Cambridge Singers with members of the City of London Sinfonia conducted by John Rutter. On this program of Singing and Other Sins, we've heard songs of consolation in German and Latin. Now it's time for English. We'll hear Emily Dickinson's thoughts on death in wonderful art songs.
My little cottage is, where keeping house for thee, I make my parlor orderly, and lay the marble tea.
Horses' heads were torn.
3 Emily Dickinson poems relating her ease and even communication with death. First, it was Gordon Getty's setting of The Grave My Little Cottage Is, with Lisa Dellon, soprano, and Fritz Steiniger, piano. Then the orchestrated version of The Chariot by Aaron Copland. Because I wouldn't stop for death, he kindly stopped for me. We heard Don Upshaw with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra conducted by Hugh Wolfe. And finally, it was Marilyn Horne with Martin Katz piano in William Bolcom's The Bustle in the House. This is Singing and Other Sins, offering comfort in mourning. Let's enjoy another choral offering. When we think of Brahms in this context, his Requiem comes to mind, and there are many wonderful recordings of that which we can turn to. But let's hear the more intimate feeling of an unaccompanied chorus singing Autumn. This last strophe in translation reads, "Man sees the sun sink and foresees the end of life as of the year. His eyes grow moist, but in his shining tears flow the most blissful outpouring of the heart."
Thank you.
We just heard the Monteverdi Choir conducted by John Elliott Gardiner in Autumn by Brahms. If you're grieving, I hope you find some solace in the music of this edition of Singing and Other Sins. If this isn't a time of mourning for you, there is still a lot of beautiful music that deals with death to enjoy. For many people, Mozart's Requiem provides great comfort in sadness. But Mozart also wrote a song that deals with the graveside and leave-taking. It's philosophical and in the end is a tribute to the beloved. You can follow the translation at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins.
Unser Spiel des Freundes.
a live performance of Lotte Lehmann with Paul Ulanowski in Mozart's Abendempfindung, or Evening Consolation. A graveside moment can be a source of comfort as one remembers all the gifts the departed left. Hugo Wolf said a Goethe poem that remembers the Greek poet Anacreon and the joy that he took in life. That was Hermann Pry, baritone, with Leonard Hawkinson piano in Anacreon's Grab, or Anacreon's Grave, by Hugo Wolf. It's time for another work in English. This is one of Vaughan Williams' mystical songs, to the words of the 16th century poet George Herbert. For many, strength when facing the loss of a loved one comes through religious faith. Here's the first verse of this song. Come my way, my truth, my life, such a way as gives us breath, such a truth as ends all strife, such a life as killeth death. The Call from the Mystical Songs of Vaughan Williams was performed by Thomas Allen with the English Chamber Orchestra conducted by Matthew Best. I mentioned that religion can balm the wound of grief, but that wasn't the case with Rachmaninoff's setting of Semyon Nadsen's agnostic poem, I Am Alone Again. And again, that same night is all around me, and the gloomy darkness, and, occupied by fateful thoughts, I stand by a fresh grave. What should I look for? What should I live for? What should I turn back for and toil? Now there is no one for me to love. There is no one for me to pray to. Standing by a Fresh Grave by Rachmaninoff was sung by Sergei Leiferkus, baritone, with Howard Shelley, piano. There is another side of death, and that is of the one who has passed away calling back to the living. This is also by Rachmaninoff, called Oh, Do Not Grieve. The last strophe reads, Oh, live you must, and if by chance you find here some peace and comfort, then know that I responded from beyond to your sad soul's cry. Thank you.
грусти по мне. Я там, где нет страданий, забудь былых скорбей мучительные сны. Пусть будут обо мне твои воспоминания светлей, чем первый день весны. О, не тоскуй по мне, меж нами нет разлуки, я так же, как и в старь душе твоей близок. Меня по-прежнему твои волнуют муки, меня гнетет твоя тоска. Живи, ты будешь жить, и если силой чуда,
Grieve by Rachmaninoff was sung by Nikolai Gedda, tenor, with Alexis Weisenberg, piano. Certainly a far cry from the first Rachmaninoff agnostic song, this one is a call from the beyond to offer solace to the beloved left behind. As I mentioned earlier, there is so much comfort in the healing thoughts and feelings of religion, and that can include something as uplifting as the Sanctus from Bach's B minor Mass.
Salus, Salus, Salus.
Thank you.
The Sanctus from Bach's B minor Mass was performed by the Monteverdi Choir with the English Baroque soloists conducted by John Elliott Gardiner. Been listening to the Comfort in Sadness, Loss or Bereavement edition of Singing and Other Sins. Previous programs can be found at the archive link at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. Next week, please join me for a program of Lotte Lehmann recordings in great newly improved sound. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.